Time now for your letters. Last week, we wrapped up a week-long series on highway safety with a report about the dangers of Utah's Highway 6, a road that's had more than 500 fatal or serious crashes since 1996. A number of you wrote to suggest that officials lower the speed limit on Highway 6. Margaret Carey left a comment on our website that aggressive driving is also to blame. She writes, "There seems to be a fascination with dangerous passing. I have had to go off the road at least twice to avoid being hit head-on by someone who could not get back in their own lane of traffic. Often drivers in the passers' lane close the gap as if to prove something to the passing car. Many drivers treat driving like a game." Last week, guest host Jackie Lydon explored the little-known history behind the paintings of Norman Rockwell. The famed artist relied on posed photographs to create his paintings, drawing criticism from some in the arts community. Artist Burke Cox of Philadelphia writes, "Any tool that can help get the job done on time should, can, and will be used by an illustrator. And if Rockwell were alive today, he would probably be using a computer, like every other freelance illustrator on Earth." Also last week, we focused on an effort in some parts of the country to take the penny out of circulation. Troy Hill of Seattle, Washington writes, "Tradition, history, and old habits are not easily changed, but the penny has served its purpose, run its course, and needs to be retired." Alan Crocker wrote on our website, "I own a store, and I can't even begin to imagine the hassles involved with discontinuing the penny. Sales tax would be a nightmare. All this anti-penny contrarianism is pretty short-sighted, if you ask me." Finally, a number of you wrote in after hearing Anna Getty, author of the book I'm Dreaming of a Green Christmas, suggest that cutting down a tree is more environmentally friendly than purchasing a plastic one. Several of you pointed out a third option, buying a live tree that can be planted after the holiday season. Tom Arnold of Eugene, Oregon writes, "Not only is this an environmentally superior option for all the obvious reasons, but it also offers a focal point to remember warm, close times with loved ones." We want to hear from you. Go to npr.org and click the link that says Contact Us. You can also reach us on Twitter. I'm at NPR Leanne, and the rest of the Weekend Edition staff is at NPR Weekend, all one word. You can also join the conversation on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.